Hello?
This is Stacy from Customer Support giving you a call back.
Yes, my name is Julia, and I want this thing taken off my credit card.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
29615.
Alrighty, give me one moment.
Now, which one is this?
And can you verify your shipping address?
I was told not to give you all any more information.
Alrighty.
Are you calling from 443-8257?
I'm a third-party calling center, ma'am. I had a call in for some customer service, and they left for a call back.
Well, I've got two supposed to call back, and I want both of these taken off my credit card.
All righty, ma'am. What's the first and last name?
I told you my first name is Julia.
All right.
And again, I was told not to tell y'all any more information.
All righty, ma'am.
I've already started this fraud thing, so I'm doing what I'm told.
All righty, ma'am. Well, I do have an account here. It does have your name on it, but I need you to verify it before I can give any information.
Well, tell me what you've got there, and I'll tell you that's right or not.
All right, ma'am, I can't do that. You have
well,
to.
Well, that's how it's going to work. Are y'all going to hear from me, from a lawyer?
I understand, ma'am, but until you verify the account, I can give no information.
You have it right there in front of you, and I can verify it for you, or you can deal with a lawyer.
All right, ma'am. Well, I understand, but without you verifying the account, I can't verify this is you. And with me giving you.
I don't know what the account is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There were three things done, and I've been told to do this.
All righty, ma'am. But if you can verify the account and verify that the charges are valid.
I don't know what the account is what I'm telling you.
I understand that, ma'am, but it has your name on it. If you can verify it and say that you didn't make these transactions.
I want to know what is my name that's on that account.
I have a Julia Drummond.
Correct.
All right, ma'am.
And
if you can verify the account, ma'am, then either you can verify the charges or fraud, I can send you over to
my... verify the account. I was told not to do that by
the
fraud people.
All right, ma'am. But, so without verifying the account, I can give you no information.
Are you talking about my credit card account?
No, ma'am. It's a shipping address. Wherever you get your mail shipped to.
If I hear from y'all again, y'all are going to hear from me again and again and again and again. All right, it's 3 Hoke Smith Boulevard, Apartment E101, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. I do have an account here. It is for one of our Pure smart watches. It's a smart watch. It tracks your steps, checks your blood pressure, and you can get calls and messages.
I know what it does.
All righty, and I have a pair.
I've been charged twice for it by two different places.
And I have a pair of Pure mini pods. They're ear pods with great quality and sound.
I do not want those ear pods at all, so take those off too.
All righty, ma'am. And this account was created today.
Yes.
And you said that you've already didn't you say you already reported this for fraud, ma'am?
I have.
All righty, ma'am.
Because first of all, I wanted one thing, and I'm ended up getting three.
All righty, ma'am. Being that you've disputed it with your bank, you're going to need to have your bank contact us to and drop the dispute to be issued a refund.
I've been talking with the bank people already today, and they're the ones that told me to do this.
I understand, ma'am.
This way.
And being that you've disputed it with your bank, you will need to have your bank contact us and drop the dispute for us to issue a refund.
Never mind. I'll do it, but I'm tired of doing this. I've been doing this all afternoon.
All righty, ma'am. What is happening?
I noticed in my bank account that I was charged for three different things, and I do not want them now that I wanted one thing, and I'm getting three, and I don't want it all anymore.
All righty, ma'am. Well, I have canceled the shipment, and being that you've disputed it with your bank, you need to have your bank contact us.
Fine. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Y'all are not customer support at all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.